Someone say Buddha do not possess any psychic power, because if let's say if you now you want Mercedes, Buddha cannot make the Mercedes by psychic power. Mercedes Benz, car. Buddha cannot make a car by his psychic power. And also, Buddha have once he mamai 怎么讲? He go to Pindapat and received the food of the horse. not good food. Once when he go Pindapat, and another thing, all the disciples, include Buddha, all their food is offered by people, not by psychic power. So this may be sure that Buddha do not have psychic power. What would you like to comment?
You do not understand karma, eh? Karmic law, I think. The law of karma.
可能这样的人是不了解业报的法则，因果业报、业力。
Buddha do not fulfill ten barmies to do modoga.
佛陀不是为了要造车而修十波罗蜜的。
He full.
The car is just an example. Say, if you want to eat rice, can Buddha make from by his psychic power create rice for you?
Buddha do not try to fulfill his parami to cook.
佛陀不是为了煮饭而修十波罗蜜的。
He fulfilled parami to attain nirvana, to show the way to reach nirvana.
他修这个波罗蜜是为了证得涅槃，以及指示证得涅槃的道路。
But sunset powers. Also,
佛陀也具足五种世间的神通。 刚才你的问题是什么？这两者来讲，是不是都这么细的？ 嗯，是，嗯， in subtle method is quite subtle and quite complicated. For example, when discerning the nama dhamma, 89 type of consciousness, 52 type of cetasika, this is very subtle. So it is necessary to meditate so subtly. Then only can one attain nirvana. For example, 是为什么要，是不是必要有这么细啦，才能够证得涅槃呢？
Sabhambhikhuvi anabhijana abhijana avirajya abhijaha abhava dukkha khyaya. This is abhijana sutta. If one yogi do not try to know, cannot try to know all paramatta nama, all paramatta rupa. By three parinya knowledge, one cannot attain nirvana. This is Buddha's instruction in Abhijana Sutta.
在阿巴利加那苏大经里面说到，假如 因为比丘不能 知道真实的明法，真实的设法，透过三片支来知道真实明色的话，他是无法证得涅槃的。
The different types of Chittas are calculated as a general only.
八十种心只是一种普遍性的计算而已。
If one yogi attain jhana samapatti, he should study jhanas.
如果一位禅修者证得禅那等智，那他应该观察这禅那的法。
If he do not possess any jhana, then it is not necessary to study jhana dhammas.
如果他不证得禅那的话，就不需要学习禅那法。
If he do not attain any jhana, then he should try kamavacara chittas only.
假如他没有证得禅那，那他应该尝试欲界的心而已。
Among kamavacara chittas, there are kriya chittas also.
在欲界心之中也有 kriya 是围坐心。
Nine kriya chittas are possessed only by arhat.
有些 some kriya
nine kriya chittas are only possessed by arhats.
有九种围坐心是阿罗汉所具有的。
So there are only 45 kamavacara chittas you should study.
所以只有45种欲界的心你所需要学习的。
In brief, these 45 chittas areJagudvara thought process.
在简单的说，这四十五种欲界的心是眼门心路。
Jagudvara thought process.
Jagudvara 眼门心路。
Sodadvara thought process
耳门心路。
Ganadvara thought process
鼻门心路。
Jivadvara thought process
舍门心路。
Kayadvara thought process
身门心路。
Manodvara thought process
意门心路。
Only six types only
只有六门心路而已。
Not so many
没有那么多。
Because you see every color, different colors
因为你看到不同的颜色。
You hear different sounds
你听到不同的声音。
You smell different smells.
你嗅到不同的嗅觉。
You know different tastes.
你知道不同的味道。
You know different tangible objects.
你有不同的触觉。
You think different objects.
你想不同的所缘。
Only six types.
只有六种。
Not so many.
不是那么的多。
If you try stage by stage, they are very easy.
假如你一步一步的尝试，那是很容易的。
Now among this audience, there may be some yogis who are studying.
在这里的听众里头，有一些已经在尝试了。
You should try systematically.
你应该有系统的尝试。
If you try systematically, one day you can achieve.
如果你有系统的尝试的话，有一天你会到达的，你会成功的。
Okay.
OK. 可能好我翻译吧it is Arahant, it is the last life for him. But it is also just now we say that Arahant still have to accumulate the parami for maybe 10,000 kalpa. No, I think she made the asana sutra. 我想可能你刚才了解错了嘛，刚才意思并不是这样子，是说他已经修了十万劫的波罗蜜，不是说他还要修。
Before Arahant stage, they had been trying as a Bodhicitta many paramis.
在还没有证得阿罗汉的时候，当他是凡夫的时候，修了很多的波罗蜜，这个意思。Buddha has become Buddha. Arahant has become Arahant. They has go to Parinirvana. Where are they? They will not come again. Where are they now?
Do you want to know?
你要知道吗？
Then please try to become Arahant.
那就尝试成为阿罗汉。
Then you will know.
你就会知道了。啊，什么？啊，啊 ，she must know now, then only she can know the way, choose the way.
If you reach Sankarupa Kanyana stage, and then you can choose. Please try Abdu Sankarupa Kanyana stage.
当你到了行舍住的阶段，你就可以选择哪个道路了。所以，请你尝试一直到行舍住。So difficult.
It is also very difficult to explain.
也很难解释啊。
To explain is more difficult.
要解释的话是更难啊。忘是菩萨道的，会忘失，这种可能性比较大，就比较不会忘失啊。心舍智 say in the Bodhisattva way it is more difficult. So when one reach Sankarupeda Jnana this stageAt this state, will his vow will not so easily be forgotten after this stage. His vow to become Bodhisattva, this vow will not become easily forgotten when he reached Sankarupeda Jnana. Is this like this?
If he did not get any Shiva predation, other than if he want to attain Nirvana, he can attain Nirvana. If he don't want to attain Nirvana, he cannot attain Nirvana.
如果他没有受记啊，未曾受记啊，那在行舍智的阶段，如果他想要证得涅槃，他可以证得涅槃啊。如果他不想证得涅槃，就不能证得涅槃。思想。So at this state, when reach Sankarupena Jnana, if he don't want to attain Nirvana, he want to practice the Bodhisattva. So after this, he will 不会什么不会忘事啊。He will not go any other ways. After that,
what is any other way?
其他不会跑错路，是跑错哪什么路？The Buddhajana way, indulging in sensual pleasure and forget his Bodhisattva way. So after Sankarupena Jnana, this will not happen. Is it like that? He will always in the Bodhisattva way and not forgotten after he reached Sangha Rupena Jnana. Is it like this? After reaching Sangha Rupena Jnana, will he always remember to practice the Bodhisattva way and not go to Puttujana and indulging the sense of pleasure?
This is if you get Shiva Bridisha only.
只有你受记得到受记之后才不会退失了。
For example, our Sakyamuni Bodhisattva.
例如释迦,
he got Shiva Bridisha and then of Divangra Buddha.
在燃灯佛的时候他得到受记。
From that life, in round of rebirth, he always remember he is Bodhisattva.
所以在那之后,受记之后,在轮回之中,他都常常会记得他是菩萨。
He fulfilled Bharmi as a Puttujana only.
他以凡夫的身份来修集这些波罗蜜。
In this last life, he married with Yasodhara.
在最后一生的时候,他娶耶稣陀罗为妻。
He got one son, Yahula.
有一个儿子,罗侯罗。
This practice he mentioned in his past sermon, Dhammajaga Bodhana Sutta, the practice of Puttujana.
这些内容在他第一次的说法中有说到, 这是凡夫的行为。
So, before Shiva Bridisha, he do not know I am Bodhisattva. But after Shiva Bridisha, in every life, he know I am Bodhisattva.
所以在没有得到受记之前，他不知道他是菩萨。他如果他得到受记之后，在每一生中，他都知道他是菩萨。 Now we do not meet Buddha, so we have no chance to get Shiva prediction.
Maybe in future.
可能未来.
Please wait.
请等待. Can Sayadaw explain what is this soul prediction, what it means? And when will the Buddha or Arahant give soul prediction to others? Under what condition?
Arahants also can give Shiva prediction, but it may be very rare. Usually Buddhas give Shiva Bridisha.
阿罗汉也可以受记,帮别人受记,不过通常是佛给别人受记。
Because some arahants who do not possess sex power, they cannot give Shiva Bridisha.
因为有些阿罗汉他们没有神通,所以他们不能给受记。
The arahants who possess Deva Chaku Abhinyana, they can give Shiva Bridisha.
一些有天眼通的阿罗汉,他们可以给受记, give prediction.
But Arahant Shiva Bridisha is very near Shiva Bridisha, only not far away.
通常阿罗汉的受记是很靠近的受记,不是很远的受记。
Because their sex power is not so much powerful.
因为他们的神通力没有那么强。
Buddha's Shiva Bridisha is can see very far away.
佛陀的受记可以很长久的时间。
Okay.
Right. So, is there any sutta in the Theravada Pitaka mentioned about how to practice the Bodhisattva way?
Yes, many especially Abhidhamma Bali and Buddha Vansa Bali explains how we must practice Bodhisattva practice.
有啊，有许多，尤其是在《辟易经》。 阿帕德那，还有佛种性，无大王舍里面有提到。Today,
let us stop here.
让我们到此为止。This
is our last attempt in questions and answers. If you have any questions related to thoughts and answers, please write it down on a piece of paper. Your question must be short and precise, because if the question is too long, I will not be able to catch the meaning. Also, your question must be related to these questions and answers only. We do not have enough time for new questions. After that, please pass it to the translator. We will try to answer them at the end of this session.
这是我们最后一次的回答，是今天的明天。如果您有任何关于今晚回答的问题，请把问题写在一张纸上。您的问题必须短。 而且准确，因为如果问题太长，将不易抓到意思。同时，您的问题只能关系到今晚的回答的内容而已。我们没有足够的时间回答新的问题。写完问题后，请交上来给翻译员。我将在这次回答的结束时，尝试回答你们的问题。
Question 1. For a yogi who practices anapanasati and cannot see the nimitta, how should he check himself thoroughly, both physically and mentally, so that he can improve himself and enter into jhana? In other words, what are the conditions needed to have nimitta?
问题一. 对一位修习安波念而无法见到禅相的禅修者，他应该如何彻底检查他的身心，以便他能改善而入禅呢？换句话说，具备禅相需要哪些因缘？
Constant practice is necessary in all types of kamatana. In anabana kamatana, you should be mindful respectfully of the breath object in every bodily posture. While walking or standing or sitting, you should emphasize on the breath object only. You should not accept other different objects except the breath. That is, you should not emphasize on other different objects. Please stop thinking. Please stop talking. If you can train continuously in this way, concentration will slowly improve. Only deep, strong and powerful concentration can produce nimitta. Without nimitta, especially paribhaga nimitta, one cannot attain jhana, because anabana jhana's object is anabana paribhaga nimitta.
所有业处的修习都需要不断的练习。 在修习安波念业处时，您必须前进地在各种身体的姿势中专注您的呼吸所缘。当你在走路、站着或坐着，您必须只有着重在呼吸而已。除了呼吸以外，您不应该接受其他的所缘，也就是。 您不应该着重其他不同的所缘，请停止思考，请停止说话。如果您能不断地尝试这个方法，专注力会缓缓地进步， 只有深强而且有力的专注能产生禅相尼米达，没有禅相，尤其是四相，因为禅修者无法入禅，因为安波念禅定的所言是安波念的四相。
Any question?
有问题吗？
Yeah, we will continue question 2. For beginners, does the sitting posture concern the ability to concentrate and enter into jhana? There are many yogis who sit on small stools to meditate. Can they enter into jhana?
问题二，对初学禅修者，打坐姿势会和专心以及入禅有关系吗？有许多禅修者以板凳坐着禅修，他们能入禅吗？
For beginners, sitting posture is the best. But for those who have enough parami in anapana gamatana, they can enter into jhana easily in every bodily posture.The skilled yogi can also enter into jhana in every bodily posture. So for some yogis who are sitting on stool, if they have enough parami or if they are skilled meditator, they can also enter into jhana while sitting on that stool or chair.
对初学者而言，打坐的姿势是最好的。不过